Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Upended the lives of thousands of immigrants in the U.S. who fled Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. The Supreme Court again clearing the way for the Trump administration to strip temporary legal protections while the case plays out in the courts. Yet another federal judge ruling the Trump tariffs were likely illegal, but for now, they are allowed to continue. Update on the Trump-Harvard feud from ABC's Selena Wang.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio announcing the U.S. will work to aggressively revoke visas of Chinese students, including those with connections to the Chinese Communist Party or studying in critical fields. The Trump administration has already accused Harvard of failing to confront anti-Semitic harassment and claims the school has coordinated with the Chinese Communist Party. Allegations Harvard denies.
President Trump and his special Mideast diplomat submitting a new ceasefire and hostage release plan with Israeli backing. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The strike continues. So far, there's no deal just yet for Meritor nurses and the hospital, at least not at the time of this recording. Reps from the Service Employees International Union of Wisconsin and hospital leaders met yesterday with help from a mediator, but they didn't come to an agreement. They resumed a bargaining session at 8 o'clock this morning. Yesterday, nurses on strike made loops around the hospital, chanting and holding up their signs. And we've got an air quality advisory today for Wisconsin. Smoke from Canadian wildfires could impact our air. There are more than 130 fires burning over the Canadian border. That smoke may have the biggest impact on sensitive groups like seniors, kids, people with heart or lung disease, and others. Staff from Public Health Madison-Dane County say it's fine to be outside, but you probably want to limit that time outdoors and take frequent breaks inside. Now's a good time to close the windows and use the AC if you've got it. Make sure it's got a clean filter in there, too, because it'll be working hard. Here in Dane County, we're expected to experience this smoke for a couple more days. And this weekend is the start of meteorological summer, even though we already had the cultural start of summer. But the summer solstice isn't for a few more weeks now. If that all sounds confusing, meteorologist Brittany Merlot breaks it down.
The unofficial start to summer was Memorial Day weekend. It's typically when pools and beaches open up for the season. Now the meteorological start to summer starts on Sunday, June 1st. It includes the months of June, July, and August. And the season timing is a bit different and runs by the calendar. It's done that way so it's easier to keep track of data and changes to the climate. And the astronomical start to the summer lands on June 20th. This marks the summer solstice, which is the longest day of the year. After that, the hours of sunlight start to get shorter. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Some big plays at the Packers practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers are wrapping up a week of OTA practices. A 60-yard bomb for a touchdown from Jordan Love to wide receiver Dontavian Wicks. Offensive coach Jason Vrabel on how Wicks has improved.
I think he's matured so much. You know, he's always been a hard worker. He's always practiced really, really hard. But it's just, I think mentally, he was just, you know, kind of some days going like this, you know, and you could feel it was almost like the whole world's weighing on him. I just said, man, like, just let your work take care of itself.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a three-game weekend series tonight in Philadelphia. In golf, round two of the U.S. Women's Open at Erin Hills, just outside of Hartford, Wisconsin. Yolimi Noh from the U.S. atop the leaderboard after chipping in for an eagle on the par five at 14.
Well, U.S. Opens are always very grand, and coming to Erin Hills definitely lived up to the expectations. It's an incredible golf course.
That's golfer Yolimi Noh. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today with an air quality alert in effect as wildfire smoke from Canada makes its way here from breezy northwest winds. Otherwise today, a chance of spotty showers late this afternoon could turn into some scattered thunderstorms early this evening. High temperatures today reach the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
The John and Gordy Show.
Catherine, what is
she's obsessed with,
her? With
a man in uniform.
Do you get to drive the truck sometimes?
Hi, what?
Catherine,
what?
We're listening into your conversation.
The fire people, they're here. Yeah. The truck's here. Bring the kids.
Yeah. The fire people.
What's the matter? They've got very big hoses that they have to lift, and they're very heavy. Yeah.
Shiny badges.
Hard to hold those hoses. I'm sure it is.
Oh, God.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to disability advocate Adam Brabender and Austin Galante, filmmaker.
He's got a movie called Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. A Texas cop has been pursuing a woman that he believes had a self-administered abortion. It's illegal in Texas to obtain mifepristone through the mail and use it to cause yourself to abort. And he's on a crusade. He searched more than he and his colleagues in this Texas Police Department, searched more than 83,000 automatic license plate readers. They're called ALPR, A-L-P-R, automatic license plate reader. Across the country, there's this company called Flock that has been selling these things to city, county, state governments. They claim that these cameras, these 83,000 cameras nationwide, will stop carjackings and find missing people. But now police in Texas are using them to try to find women that they think are having abortions, including women in blue states that they think are having abortions. This is just not healthy stuff. I mean, this is not healthy for the United States. Meanwhile, Mark Carney, the Prime Minister of Canada, just declared Canada's independence from the U.S. military. Dean Blundell, writing about this on his Substack newsletter. Carney says 75 cents of every dollar of capital spending for defense goes to the United States. That's not smart. So just to understand this, Canada spends billions of dollars every year on defense. They've got their own military. They've got their own Air Force and Navy and all that kind of stuff. And yet, three quarters of what they spend is on buying stuff from us. For example, they've got an order of F-35s in right now. Well, it turns out that F-35s are made in America by American companies, and they also have a kill switch in them. This is causing governments all around the world to go, huh? Really? If the United States doesn't want you using the F-35, they can just turn it off, even though it's yours, even though you bought it. And so Mark Carney is like, screw that, and he's cutting a deal with Swedish company, Saab Gripen, that makes jets, and they're going to manufacture them in Canada. So you got a Swedish jet maker that's building a factory in Canada to manufacture military aircraft for Canada. More jobs for Canada, more revenue for Canada. Mark Carney, you know, in addition to pointing out that 75 cents of every dollar that they spend on defense in Canada is ending up in the United States, he says that's not going to happen anymore. He's not just rearming Canada, he's rewiring it. He goes on to say, we don't need a damn thing from the United States. We're doing this with better partners on better terms and for the right reasons. They are dumping NORAD, the North American radar, whatever it is. I guess it's North American radar. And they're replacing it with Australia's Jindalee radar system, which I did not know covered, you know, North America, but apparently it does. And so keep an eye on this. It's a good time to be a Canadian, I guess. And then finally, RFK Jr., Bob Kennedy, just published this
MAHA Healthy, you know, Make America Healthy Again report. I'm so torn by this because on the one hand, I'm pleased that there is somebody in our health space that is actually talking about the dangers of toxic pesticides and herbicides, the dangers of excessive use of antidepressant drugs. These are things that I routinely talked with Bob Kennedy about back in the days when he used to come on this program. And, you know, I largely agree with his worldview on a lot of this stuff. But, you know, their zeal against vaccines and their hostility toward, normal allopathic medicine is just over the top. And it looks like this report was, you know, put together by a high school kid using ChatGPT. I mean, one of the big problems that these large language models, these AI programs have right now, in addition to trying to blackmail engineers who are trying to turn them off and things like that. I mean, there's this certain sense of sentience here that is starting to get spooky. But the other big problem is they hallucinate a lot. From time to time, well, not from time to time, every single day, I have to research the articles that I write. I mean, every 7 days a week, I publish something at HartmanReport.com. 5 days a week, it's an op-ed, and on Saturday, it's a summary of the news stories of the day, and on Sunday, it's a book excerpt. So I'm doing a lot of research. And one of the things that really excited me about these large language models, these AI programs, is that they can do a really good job of comprehensive research. I mean, it's like it used to be that I'd go into Google or DuckDuckGo and I'd type in, you know, historic minimum wage or, you know, minimum wage 1950 to 1990 or something like that. And half the time I really didn't get what I was looking for. I can go over to ChatGPT and say, tell me what the difference was in the minimum wage from 1950 to today in terms of buying power on a year-by-year basis. And it'll just do it. I mean, you know, it pulls all the data together. The problem that I've discovered in pretty much just the last year, I was not experiencing this problem 2 years ago. Of course, that was kind of the leading edge of this stuff. But the problem that I'm catching now is these hallucinations. It'll say, oh, yeah, so well, here's your numbers on unemployment statistics. Here's the 1950s, the 1960s, and here's the links to the back them all up. And you click on the link and you get a 404 error. This link doesn't exist. Where did this come from? The program just hallucinated it. These are called hallucinations. The program just makes stuff up. I mean, it's wild. And it sure looks to me like somebody typed into one of these, chat programs, hey, I want a report that shows that vaccines are bad and that, hey, health is good or, you know, whatever. I don't know the details of what's in the report, but basically saying these are the outcomes we want. And the machine gave it to them, complete with phony sites and phony references and non-existent research. And keep in mind, this is the same guy who just this last week said that The Lancet and the New England Journal of Medicine and the Journal of the American Medical Association are corrupt and are in the pocket of the drug companies. And yeah, the drug companies do advertise in some of those publications, but you know, there are rigorous firewalls, peer review firewalls in these medical journals. I mean, that's just absurd, frankly. It's this paranoid conservative conspiracy theory nonsense. So, end of my rants for this hour. What's on your mind today? Denise in Calumet, Michigan. Hey, Denise, what's up?
Hi, Tom. You know, I'm just getting tired of listening to Trump talk about homegrown terrorists.
Yeah.
When we all had to watch January 6th, and all those guys got their due process, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they all got their sentences, and then he pardons them, and then he calls homegrown terrorists people like us who are just trying to fight for what's right.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I agree.
I think those homegrown terrorists should have been sent to El Salvador.
Yeah.
The ones that...
Well, I wouldn't send anybody to El Salvador, but I get your point.
I know.
I do get your point.
Yeah.
So, Denise, thank you. That is very well said. I mean, Trump is today, you know, retweeting Pepe the Frog. I mean, those are the homegrown terrorists. I mean, you know, quite literally, those are the homegrown terrorists. Those are the people who are threatening people's lives. Denise, thank you.
I know, it's scary.
Thanks for the call. And apparently, you know, like sending pizzas to the homes of judges and lawyers in the middle of the night by way of saying, hey, we know where you are, we can get you. This is weird stuff. 14 minutes, just about 15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Speaking the truth, Bob Kennedy and Elon Musk would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with your calls.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur. Great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Ah, okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
Your free ticket Friday keyword for the Tom Hartman program is home, H-O-M-E, home.
Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
If you love animals and want to help in Dane County, shop, donate, or volunteer at one of Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. They sell gently used and new clothes, home goods, toys, furniture, and more. All proceeds support the comfort and care of animals in need. Dane County Humane Society thrift stores. Shop Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift to learn more.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 2nd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, you've taken gazillions of great photos. You know, your kids, your pets, your desserts. It's so easy with phones with great cameras in them. But then what? What do you do with them? Well, Free Prints is the app for iPhone and Android that lets you print your photos, you guessed it, for free. With Free Prints, you get 1,000 4x6 photo prints a year for free. All you pay is a small shipping charge. Want something larger? It's easy to print other size photos for next to nothing. There's no cost to download the Free Prints app. It's simple to use. Just select the photos you want to print, choose 4x6 or another size, and you're done. Your premium quality prints will arrive on your doorstep in just days. No subscriptions, no commitments, just Free Prints. Really and truly. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, see for yourself why Free Prints is one of the world's favorite apps. I have been using this app for years now. They first advertised with this 5, 6, 7 years ago, something like that. And I started using it. I love it. Go to freeprints.com or download the app directly from Google Play or the App Store. No scam here. This is just total straight Free Prints. It's real. Check it out.
A warning rises on the air. A virus mutates, the world's unprepared. The lessons of the past are clear, but poor leadership brings us fear. Bird flu spreads, the stakes are high. Lives are at risk beneath the sky. Science fades where chaos reigns, and history's weight returns again. Trump, bird flu, and the new pandemic threat. The cost of failure we can't forget. Leadership matters when crises appear. The choices we make will shape the years. A teenager falls in a distant land. The virus evolves faster than planned.
21 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls here. Joe in Seattle. Hey, Joe, what's up?
How's it going?
Fine, thank you. What's on your mind?
Hey, on Redacted with Natalie and Clinton Morris, there's a broadcast of Bernie Sanders, which I really respect Bernie Sanders. He came out and said that that we got a financial disaster, political disaster, war disasters, AI disasters, global warming disasters, health of America disaster. And what I liked about Bernie's answer to this was that it's possibly a time to reform the democratical part of our establishment.
Yeah.
And it's a really good in detail what Bernie Sanders really felt. So I just wanted some people, if they have time, to watch that on Redacted with Natalie and Clinton Morris.
Okay. Joe, thanks for the plug. Bernie, I have been a big fan of Bernie's. He was every single Friday on this program for the first 11 years that we were on the air, and he did a great job. You know, every Friday took a calls for a full hour. We called a brunch with Bernie, and we kind of introduced him to the country, I think, and he's just done a great job ever since. Joe, thank you for the call. Mike in Lomita, California. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm afraid I have to object to some really unfair name-calling a few minutes back from one of the callers about the president. Called him Trump the skunk.
Mm-hmm.
I used to live with a skunk for several years, and she was the sweetest thing. She would never attack anybody she did not think was trying to eat her.
An actual wild skunk in your backyard kind of thing?
Well, she came from a pet store.
Oh, really? You had a pet skunk?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I you know, she never went out of her way to accuse people of eating other pets or anything. So I really think that calling Trump the skunk is really unfair to skunks.
I think you're probably right, Mike. I've heard that skunks can be, interesting pets. She was descented, I'm assuming.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. She couldn't drive a car with her eyesight, but otherwise she was good.
Okay. So that's all you had to call about, Mike? That's it?
Yes, let's be fair to skunks.
Okay, I got it.
I'm saying.
I got it.
Skunks forever. Thank you. Jen in River Forest, Illinois. Hey, Jen, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how can I beat that story?
Mm-hmm. It was a good one.
Speaking of skunks, well, I'm insulting skunks again. I know, I just got a kick out of it. You know, there's so many times that I hear stories out in the mainstream media, like weeks or months after you've already reported on them. Mm-hmm. And this is no different. The other morning on the Morning Edition show on NPR, they were talking about similarities between Trump and Orban. And even they were playing some quotes in tandem that were so similar to each other. It was like one was just re-reciting what the other ones had said, you know.
I've been saying this for 6 years.
Oh, my God.
10 years. 10 years.
You know,
when Trump first ran in 2016, that's when I first started publishing articles about Viktor Orban being Trump's mentor.
Wow. So you were way, way ahead of the curve.
Yeah. Yeah. The media is starting to figure it out. There was a piece on NPR this morning about that, too.
Well, I hope it gets out. You know, I'm happy. Even if it takes a while, I'm happy if it gets out there so more people can see it. And I'm really grateful for that website that you shared today, as grim as it is, about the impact of these cuts, because I've been wanting to find a place where I could find those numbers and an accurate, you know, count, even though it's a terrible count to have to follow. But, I mean, I need it for my toolbox.
Yeah, this is impactcounter.com, as I recall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And it's really is shocking when you look at the number of children who have already died since Elon Musk cut off that aid to Africa. Well, not just Africa, but you know, Africa's bearing the burden, the majority of the burden of the cuts.
Well, and that's what really got to me when he stood there and said, I've never caused harm to anybody.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, really? Do you really believe that in your drug-addled mind, or are you just hoping that people will believe you?
I'm wondering if he's doing all these drugs to deal with the pain of knowing that he's responsible for the death of, you know, ultimately of what's going to probably be several million children.
I don't think he has the empathy.
Maybe he doesn't have a conscience that he needs to numb. He's doing something. I mean, normal people don't use drugs like that. I experimented with drugs when I was a teenager, but never anything like this. Jen, I got to run, but thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And I still use sleep gummies to get to sleep. But, you know, that is not ketamine. Come on. We'll be right back.
Recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Disease and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and our freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit FFRF.us/freedom To learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511. Because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Hartman to 511-511 today.
The U.S. dairy industry took a milestone step to further collaborations with Indonesia. Indonesia's president wants to expand their nationwide healthy meals program, and U.S. Dairy is going to be a key partner. I'm Stephanie Hoff, along with you midday on a Friday. Here with us is Shauna Morris, the Executive Vice President for Trade Policy and Global Affairs with the National Milk Producers Federation and the U.S. Dairy Export Council. These are two of several organizations that signed a memorandum of understanding with Indonesia. Shauna says it could result in more dairy exports for U.S. farmers.
We've estimated the gains to be in the hundreds of millions of dollars in terms of additional expansion of dairy products if Indonesia does move forward with two things, both addressing some of the policy-related trade concerns where we're looking to partner with the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce to help encourage the governments to address, and of course continues with this expansion of the nutritious meals program. They're really in the stages of beginning to set that up right now. Their new-ish president in Indonesia was inaugurated in October, and so they're in the on-ramping period of beginning to figure out how do you roll out such a big program across the country.
Shauna Morris joining us from the National Milk Producers Federation and the U.S. Dairy Export Council. Learn more about the partnership with Indonesia at MidwestFarmReport.com. We'll take a look at commodity prices next.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Mmm, pancakes, potatoes, sausage, eggs, oh my. Come hungry to the Marquette County June Dairy Breakfast on Sunday, June 8th at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield. In addition to breakfast, enjoy live music, farm tours, a petting zoo, and kid games. You can also try your luck at bingo. Breakfast and activities start at 7 a.m. at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield on June 8th. For full event details, see our event on Facebook.
From Chicago, midday on a Friday, cash corn is down a penny at $4.46 a bushel. December new crop corn down 2.25 cents at $4.39 a bushel. Cash beans are down 8.25 cents at $10.43 and a half. November new crop beans down 9 cents, trading at $10.28 and a quarter. July new crop wheat is higher, 0.25 cents at $5.34 and a quarter. Class 3 milk contracts are mixed. The June contract up a penny at $19.17 a hundredweight. The July contract down 6 cents at $19.46. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today with an air quality alert in effect as wildfire smoke from Canada makes its way here from breezy northwest winds. Otherwise today, a chance of spotty showers late this afternoon could turn into some scattered thunderstorms early this evening. High temperatures today reach the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. So, tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping on this great cream that Louise just loves this stuff. Vibrance.com/Tom.
Trade your meds for a Bible quote. Say goodbye to nurse and doc. But hey, the gas is cheap and there's a new TikTok. We got potholes deep and schools run dry. But don't you dare ask why, just blame the gays, the libs, the books. Now grab your cross and pass the crooks. Welcome to Red State Hell, where the poor stay poor and the rich rebel. No unions, facts, or safety nets, but we've got flags and bayonets. You'll lose your teeth but gain a gun, and Jesus loves you, ain't that fun? So cheer real loud and never tell you're living in Red State Hell. Mama's working two dead-end shifts. Daddy's praying his truck still drifts.
Welcome back. 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Mike in Duffel Park, Pennsylvania. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Hey. Good talking to you. I hope Duffel Park rings a bell for you today. We're a budding community of Pittsburgh, and Trump's going to be in town talking about the U.S. steel deal here.
Oh, interesting. Okay, this is a merger with a Japanese company, isn't it, if I'm remembering right?
That is correct. And to refresh your memory, Duffel Park High School had a big involvement with BlackRock. Mm. Thomas Crooks was featured in a BlackRock advertisement.
Who's Thomas Crooks? refresh my memory.
Thomas Crooks was the assassin up here in Butler, Pennsylvania, for Trump.
Oh, the guy who tried to kill Trump, you mean, who hit his ear? Sort of, maybe?
You're correct.
Yeah, okay. Interesting.
So you have a BlackRock presence here, but being U.S. Steel, the company USX became an energy company and spun off U.S. Steel.
Right.
And if you go back and look to who the major stockholder is in U.S. Steel, it's BlackRock.
Oh,
so you could consider BlackRock put a gun to Trump's head to do this deal. So I just wanted to put that out there. Nobody else has picked up on that or done research, so there you go.
Is BlackRock a private equity company or a hedge fund? Or a little bit of both?
A little bit of both.
I know they're one of the world's largest investors. I just don't know if they're, you know, one of these, you know, like Warren Buffett is basically, you know, buy companies, nurture them, you know, profit off them. And Mitt Romney's company is buy companies, drain them dry, take all the money you can, and then leave a husk of a bankrupt company behind. And I don't know what BlackRock's business model is. I do know that they're heavily invested in U.S. real estate. Residential real estate.
Yeah, the background. If I was a moral and ethical investor, I probably wouldn't put them at the top of my portfolio to buy.
Yeah, I get
but,
that.
This came into a situation involving a family trust fund that's being managed by a Pittsburgh National Bank, which is a local bank here per se. And my family was in banking itself, so it was a competitor per se.
Mm-hmm.
But their investment package, their stock portfolio investment package, BlackRock is always a part of that. So
interesting.
It's an interesting rock to look under to see where the money leads.
Yeah, no pun intended. I got it. Mike, thanks. Thanks for the heads up on that.
Yep,
I appreciate it.
I thought you'd like that. So
I do.
Good talking. I love you. Love your content. Love the shit.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you kindly. Mary in Aurora, Colorado. Hey, Mary, what's on your mind today?
Hi there. Happy Friday, and thank you for taking my call. I have a couple things on my mind. One, right now is a really great time to call your reps about getting further stronger sanctions on Ukraine and let them know you support Ukraine. There's a few bringing in a bill. And also, while you're making phone calls, call your senator and let them know to kill this big bad bill. Mm-hmm. It's just a monster. And as far as activism goes, I want to say I attended 3 protests last week and 1 Dem rally. They were a little hard to find, but we're out there. We are on the streets. People are excited, and everyone is standing for such a beautiful variety of constitutional human rights is kind of what it comes down to. So if you're able, join me in the streets. If you see a protest, join us. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really great. And if I could suggest the list of protests, site that you've promoted before, mm-hmm. is the big list of protests.org, BLOP.
That's right. THEBLOP dot.
Correct. Correct. And it kind of centralizes everything because, you know, Indivisible has their website and the Dems have their website and et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But if we could kind of all get together and make things not so hard to find. It seems hard for people to find protests, and we're out there, so join us.
Cool. Okay, Mary, thank you. Well said.
Thank you.
Yep, good
thank
talking you. To you. Diane in Moses Lake, Washington. Hey, Diane, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I've called because I'm a small business owner. My brother and I, we have 2 small businesses, convenience stores, gas stations, mm-hmm. in 2 separate cities. And I am we're feeling the effects of our, I've had it all in my head, too. Between the price of gas here in Eastern Washington and the My prices keep going up. They keep hitting us every week. These companies that I go through keep giving us raises on candy bars, on juices, drinks, anything in my store. And I'm constantly trying to maneuver these prices so that I can keep my customers coming. And we have programs and stuff. But I've had to change the whole thing. But it's gotten to the point where selling a bag of Fritos for $6.19 is just ludicrous. Whoa. And I know the people on top aren't suffering. And I heard it on your show that said low-income people and small businesses are going to be hurt. And that's exactly what's going on to us. I've been in business since 1986, 87. Wow. And I cannot for the life of me think of a harder time than this. Maybe 2008, it was getting a little dicey. But we've always been very successful. So I wanted to point that out.
That's amazing. Diane, if I could uh-huh. jump in. You mentioned candy bars and Fritos. These are not things that are made outside the United States. What's the justification that your providers are giving, your wholesalers are giving you for these price increases? Is this just like late stage inflation, or is this price gouging in anticipation of inflation coming as a result of tariffs, or are the tariffs on the plastic to make the packages hitting them? I mean, what's the deal? What's going on with this?
Well, I couldn't say because if I ask questions, they try to go up the ladder. Nobody has answers for me. I either raise my prices, you know, suck it up and raise it, or lower my profit margins. Right. And I got people to pay. I've got like 8 employees in one place and 7 in the other. And it's getting a little dicey. I cannot tell you why they increase their price. Cigarette prices are going up, and liquor prices are going up. There's no reason for some of this stuff to go up. I understand that. I use Irish butter. It doubled in price. Now I know that for a fact. Yeah. But these are in the United States, and they're just greedy, greedy manufacturers that don't want to cut their margins and miss out on getting a yacht. Or, you know, I'm sorry, that's an exaggeration. But, Tom, I have no explanations for this. I can't explain it to my customers. So I have a lot higher theft going on. And I also am finding myself explaining. I'm also probably going to move to Canada and when I'm 69 years old, and I'm taking a cruise up Vancouver Island, and I'm going to check it out when I go up there, when I get off the boat and stuff, or New Zealand. I'm one of those people that I've got a nice retirement, and I'm not going to spend it here if it keeps going. I will fight, though, until I leave. I'm in protests, and I give money. I have one question for you. I give money to the Democrats all the time. They hit me. I send them, you know, money here and there, $5, $20, $100. Is this the right thing to do? I'm not going to stop doing it until unless I find a better way to do my donation.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for me?
I can't tell you what to do, but I can tell you what I do. And that is
okay.
I only donate to organizations I know and have familiarity with. I donate to Indivisible. I have donated over the years to Progressive Democrats of America, to Move to Amend. There's a few groups like that. And I donate to individual candidates. And that's it. There have been times when I've given money to the DNC or the DCCC, I guess it is, Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, or the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. But I'm more inclined nowadays to try to give money to progressive groups or to progressive candidates, particularly primary candidates.
Good idea. Thank you, Tom. I'll go rehear what we've said and rethink my donations. I appreciate your time.
Okay. Thank you, Diane. Good luck, and thanks for the call. It's 46 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. Right back with your phone.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Always a good time when you stop in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. You won't want to miss the live music every week on the Ooga patio. Plus, June is Pride Month, so let your flag fly. And be sure to catch the family-friendly Pride Celebration June 28th on South Spring Street. And while you're there, stop in to try Pajama Panda. It's on tap. This new creation is a tart ale brewed with koji and plum. Ooga Brewing Company, 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New York City Mayor Eric Adams had his bribery and corruption charges dropped by the U.S. Department of Justice under questionable circumstances in April. Because of those charges, the New York City Campaign Finance Board denied Adams matching campaign funds. Adams is now suing to get those funds. Mayor Adams was accused last December by the Biden DOJ with taking campaign donations from foreign nationals and businessmen, allegedly using straw donors to make them appear as legitimate donations. He was also accused of doing favors in exchange for luxury travel and attempting to conceal those transactions. We reported in February that the DOJ dropped bribery and corruption charges against Adams after Adams visited Trump at Mar-a-Lago. An apparent Trump directive to drop the charges to the DOJ's Southern District of New York resulted in the resignations of 7 experienced prosecutors. As a result of the corruption charges and paperwork omissions, the New York Campaign Finance Board denied Adams $4 million in matching funds for his campaign from the state's taxpayer-funded campaign finance option. Now that the charges have been dropped, Politico reports that Adams is now suing the board to recover $3.4 million of those denied funds. The Campaign Finance Board will reportedly revisit Adams' eligibility for funding in July. Find our past reports on Adams at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Trump's on Truth Social, foaming at the keys, saying protect Elon Musk and all his EVs. He called the J6 boys patriots divine. But Kia Cybertruck, and you're doing hard time. They're terrorists, y'all, not petty little vandals. They scuffed some glass and left a note by the handle. Forget the mob that stormed DC, that was just a tour. But Kia Tesla, oh Lord, that's domestic war.
Welcome back 9 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here, Esther in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Esther, what's up?
Hi, I just wanted to thank you for taking my call and let you know that it's just a great honor to talk to you. I've met you several times over the last 15 years, and it's just I just admire you so much. You're a light in the darkness. But my question is, I was asking AI what the end game is of all these billionaires and, you know, in the final thing, if we're in camps and the soft eugenics of letting those who aren't worthy of living die in a soft way. Mm-hmm. And when I was asking the AI this, I got some answers. And then when I started digging deeper, it said my connection was lost. And then I checked and no, it wasn't lost. And I tried it several times. And then I asked AI, what should I do about that? It said to go off of the web and or off of the Wi-Fi and try the just cell data. And I still didn't get any answers. It just would not let me dig deeper into this question.
Which AI program was that?
Yeah.
Which AI program were you using?
GPT chat.
ChatGPT. Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. And it was just weird because I was kind of going around in circles, but I just can't find an answer to what is the end game other than complete societal collapse.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
I think the end game is more. More wealth for us.
And then what do they do?
Basically,
yeah, but
you know,
what do they do? But if we're in camps and we can't buy the stuff that they're making, you know, what is it? What are they going to do?
Yeah. I think they're trying to reinvent feudalism, in my opinion, Esther. They're trying to bring us, you know, they're trying to reinvent one of the most stable political systems that was ever created. It ruled Europe for over 1,000 years, arguably as much as 1,400, 1,500 years. And feudalism is a system of government where you've got a very small number of people at the very top who control more than 90% of the wealth.
Right.
You've got a very small middle class that serves the wealthy. That's the doctors, the lawyers, the shopkeepers. And then you've got the 95% of the population who are the working poor, who live in grinding poverty and are, you know, desperate and poorly educated. And if you look at everything these guys are doing, it all looks like it's heading in that direction. Esther, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. It's a great question. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, you got some numbers for us today?
I have some, hopefully, wisdom.
Okay, go for it. Always love to hear your wisdom.
We have a problem that our president is stupid,
yep,
dumb, corrupt, a liar, a racist, and he's incompetent, just to name a few.
Yeah.
And
no dispute on any of those.
And when our media, for the last two weeks, decided they were going to jump on Joe Biden because he's old.
Well, it's because Jake Tapper's promoting a book, and they kind of stick together.
Yeah, but here's the stupidity in what they did, and they get the stupidity from Donald Trump. But what catastrophe took place because Joe Biden is old? He did not get impeached. He did not destroy the lives of many people because he blundered with his COVID response. He did not lose almost 3 million jobs. He did not have a recession. Murders did not spike. All of these things happened because we have a stupid guy in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one prior to Joe Biden. And then we had all of these disasters, riots, right down the line, just one disaster after another. Because we had a stupid, dumb, corrupt, racist president. But and Donald Trump also is old.
Yeah.
But I don't attribute any of the things, all of those catastrophes that took place when
he was president. Well, let me push back a little, Larry. I would argue that the one thing that Joe Biden's age and combined with his decision to try to hang on to power for another 4 years brought us was Donald Trump.
That's not Joe Biden's fault. Our media
Trump. He said he was going to be a one-term transitional candidate. And
I've heard you say that many times.
Well, I heard Joe Biden say it during the primary.
And I also heard the right-wingers claim that Barack Obama was going to be a transitional president. People use that term. That doesn't mean that you're not going to seek a second term.
No, Joe Biden explicitly said he wasn't going to seek a second term. That was his point in 2020 when he was in the primaries. He was like, "I'll be a one-term president." And
I had never heard him say that.
Well,
and now I'm going to have to look it up.
Yeah,
I'm not
going
to use chat. I'm not going to use one of those stupid large language programs.
Well, all you have to do is just click on their links and make sure they exist. That's the key to figuring out if they're hallucinating at you. But
there's one thing about human beings.
Yeah.
We don't use large language programs to get our intelligence.
Yeah, I get
why
it.
They decided they were going to call that artificial intelligence, but it thinks entirely different from the way we think. It's beyond me.
I got it, Larry. I got it. I got to run. Thanks for the call. We're hitting the top of the hour. On the other side of this break, 6 truths about the Medicare.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I don't have any face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, VIBRIANCE.com/Tom, THOM. Vibrance.com/Tom.
It's your girl, Brandi Grayson, the hostess with the mostest of the Black Convergence Show. And I'm inviting you to the Black Brilliance Gala hosted by Urban Triage on Saturday, May 31st at the Overture Center for the Arts. Join us for an elegant night celebrating unsung heroes. For ticket information and to learn about sponsorship opportunities, please visit us at urbantriage.org. That's urbantriage.org.
Madison, get ready to sizzle. Come into Koryul Hut Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot, Eastdown Mall. Indulge in all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue with the freshest meats grilled right at your table. Wash it down with boba tea. Enjoy the pleasant atmosphere. Koryul Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot.
Everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? You need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American-made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. What's next for up to 500,000 immigrants in the U.S. now that the Supreme Court okays the Trump administration intending to strip temporary legal protections while the case plays out in the courts? ABC's Devin Dwyer in Washington.
Those immigrants in the United States could now, in the next 30 days, see their status revoked. They will be forced to leave the country unless they have some other kind of legal status.
Yet another federal judge ruling the Trump tariffs were likely illegal, but for now they're allowed to continue as the legal process plays out. Making his first public remarks since his cancer diagnosis, former President Joe Biden at a Memorial Day service in Newcastle, Delaware, praising the military and its families.
The greatest honor of my life has been for 4 years being the commander-in-chief of the United States.
Ukraine ready to resume direct peace talks with Russia in Istanbul Monday, says a Ukraine presidential advisor. This is ABC News.